Tuesday, June 15th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Will there be a corn or soybean 2021-22 carryover? USDA forecast 2021-22 corn and soybean carryovers of 1.107 billion and 155 million bushels respectively in their June WASDE report. Neither of those are considered to be large enough to provide much cushion going forward. It'd be hard to understate the importance of the currently forecasted weather events delivering much needed moisture to the parched region of the Corn Belt. Chicago border trade markets are leaning into the wet forecast. Future carryovers may be threatened. We have experienced a number of wet years here in the Corn Belt where farmers invested a great deal in new tile for drainage. If the cycle has now turned dry as expected, that tile will not be much use for a while. Based on long-term weather cycles, we are looking for a multi-year drought that will have significant ramifications going forward. In March, USDA released a producer acreage survey calling for 83.5 million harvested acres of corn and 86.7 million harvested acres of soybeans. They used a trend line 179.5 bushel per acre corn yield and 50.8 bushel per acre soybean yield. Given higher prices at planting, the trade now looks for farmers to have overplanted the March estimates. The argument from the trade is over how much more was planted. Informa thinks corn acres will be up by 5.4 million, but they are the extreme. Drought conditions are likely to have trimmed harvested acres from planted acres. Some acres are lost and others are cut for silage. More added acres would be planted on marginal production areas, which would produce a lower than average yield. We have both light and heavy ground in our county in Iowa, but with little to no soil moisture reserves, heavy ground can produce like sand. Adding 1.5 million harvested acres, resulting in 85 million, using the USDA's 179.5 bushel per acre yield, would add 270 million to corn production, resulting in a demand unadjusted 1.375 billion bushel carryover. I think the USDA's 1.107 billion bushel carryover projection is overstated by about as much as adding 1.5 million harvested acres. So what would it take in yield less to eliminate the USDA forecast carryover? 16 bushel per acre or 163.5 bushel per acre national yield. That would be a percentage yield reduction of 8.9%. Dr. Elwin Taylor always said that it took a 10% reduction in trendline yield to warrant a season being called a drought. In other words, a drought is defined by a 10% reduction in trendline yield would eliminate the corn carryover. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The soybean carryover could be at more risk than the corn carryover. USDA thinks that we'll harvest 87.5 million acres of soybeans. Let's just add a million acres to that for a round number to measure the impact. I think that many of the added soybean acres would be late double crop with sub-trend line yield expectations. But adding a million acres with the USDA trend line yield would add 50.8 million bushels in production, generating a 206 million bushel carryover unadjusted for demand. That's about 4 bushel per acre relative to the national soybean yield. That would be about a 7.8% reduction in yield to equate to the carryover. In driving through Carroll County, Iowa, Sunday, feedlots and hog sheds abound. They had a very short crop last year and could compound that problem this season unless they get some generous rain very soon for their corn crop. It is one thing to cut a lot of silage and buy corn for feed, and yet another if the corn doesn't make silage. We do not have irrigation like many in the Nebraska and Kansas feedlots do. We depend on rain. We can hold up to 11 inches of water in the ground, but this year depleted subsoil moisture levels never recharged. That increases our dependence on rain for a crop. Hit and miss thunder showers has gotten so far will not make this crop. The higher prices seen today have not curtailed end user demand. They have made money off $7 corn and $15 soybeans. If carryovers are truly threatened, then prices have to go to levels that would ration demand. There was demand destruction resulting from the drought of 2012. There will be demand destruction if there is truly a drought of 2021. Circling back to where I started the report, the forecast rains are critical. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.